Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I have to say, I just love all of the feedback from the IQ episodes. I love how much you guys are loving them. It's beautiful and it's just a perfect balance because so often I get these really great questions that are sent in, and the new segment allows me to then answer those questions for everybody. And then also we have these volunteer episodes that really bring in key insights for healing and transformation. And so I love the balance, and you're just going to love today's volunteer, Dan. He just has a really big heart, and he's also really intelligent, and you'll be able to get that from him. And that leads to some very powerful insights and takeaways in today's episode. And so that's what we're going to be talking about, is taking your power back and embodying empowerment. And then also, somebody asked me the other day why emotions and energy felt so complex. And today's podcast episode will actually show you in a very simplified way how that occurs just naturally in the mind in our culture. And so you can see what happens and how we kind of layer emotions and energy, and it can make people feel really stuck. And then we'll talk about some ways to start getting unstuck and really starting to transform that. So today is just going to be really fun, and you're absolutely going to love Dan. And that said, let's go ahead and dive into today's session. Here we go. There we go. Are you there?
I am.
Perfect. And there we go. All right. So hello, Dan.
Yes.
It's wonderful to connect with you. How's your day going?
Oh, good, good. Looking forward to this.
I love that. And what can I do for you today?
I heard you on Coast to Coast AM, and I decided, you know, I've got diabetes, and I've got a big gallstone in my gallbladder. So that's my intestinal pain, I guess. But it was intriguing to hear you on the radio. I'm a believer that you can do what you say you do, and I wanted to try it, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
I love that. And bingo, all right, just looking into your energy. And really quickly, you mentioned you have gallstone, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and bingo. And how long has it been there?
It could have been a long time, they say. But the pain started about a month ago.
Okay. And so, bingo. And so you said, they said it could be there a long time? Could have been there a long time from now?
Yes, and they didn't take it out. Unless it causes a lot of pain or suffering, they tend to leave them in.
Okay. All right. And so the pain started about a month ago. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. And by the way, what is your level of pain right now?
Oh, zero. I mean, it flared up the other night. It was probably a 5 out of a 10. But normally, no, nothing.
Okay. And if you touch the area, no pain at all?
If you push on the right area, you can get pain. The only reason I went in is because I thought it was an appendicitis, and I didn't want to mess with it bursting if it were. And they ruled that out. So it's gallbladder and apparently not urgent, at least not at this point.
Okay. Great. And bingo. All right. So we're going to go ahead and look at that, and that first. Bingo. All right. Bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to go ahead and breathe. Bingo. Bingo. All right. And bingo. Yes. So if I ask you to notice, there's a part of you, and I'm going to try to find the right word. There's a part of you that, let me see, what's the right word? I might use a word like feels a little bit cynical inside, or another word that I might use would be jaded, or even it's kind of like this feeling of feeling like tricked, that sort of feeling. Are you familiar mm-hmm. with that feeling?
Yeah, I am. Absolutely.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you the specific wording that you would use for it, what would you say that feeling is?
Maybe a phrase let down or something like that.
Okay. And if I ask you how much you feel like people are trying to fool you or take advantage of you, or like there's this hardened type feeling towards that. Are you familiar with that feeling?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And bingo. Bingo. And bingo. Bingo. If I ask you how much that shows up in your day-to-day life, how much would you say that is?
I would say a good 70%. I'm polite, but I'm very cautious and weary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice that part of you that feels very cautious and weary and distrusting of people and feels a sense of, I guess, a bit hardened by life, if that makes sense to you. Can you see that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And if I ask you, how many kids do you have?
Two.
And if I ask you if your kids felt distrusting and a bit hardened towards life, and a feeling of, just feeling that feeling of distrust, like you can't trust people, and a bit hardened towards life, and that's how they felt, would that be a good thing?
No, not at all.
Okay. And if I ask you how you would want them to feel, that would feel better for them to navigate life, what would you say that would be?
Well, I think trust but verify, like Reagan used to say. I think that you can't be naive. You have to be aware, but you have to go about things carefully.
Okay. So if I told you that your kids are operating where they feel like they have to go about things carefully, is that what you want for them?
Yeah, instead of being taken advantage of or tricked in business or what have you, which, you know, I have experienced that, and it's led to some bad feelings in me. Mm-hmm. I'd want them to be cautious.
Okay.
I should add, I was very trusting in my youth. I'm over 60, and now I'm just the complete opposite, based on experience.
Okay. And bingo. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I understand you. I gotcha. And bingo. All All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. First and foremost, I have to say, I just love this guy. I mean, he's so great. He's so sweet. He's so caring about his kids. You can see, even when I asked him about his kids, his heart just lights up in the most beautiful way. So I love that. And also notice something else he says. He mentioned that, you know, in the past he felt like he had been tricked, and he said, I have experienced that in the past, and it's led to some bad feelings in me. So I love his insight, his self-awareness, absolutely. And now let's take a moment and unpack this a bit more, because of course, this is the norm. You can probably relate to it. I know I've been through that. This is our norm because of the way that we look at life, you know, because of our current cultural consciousness. This is how a lot of people would process a situation. But what if, when something negative happened to somebody, what if the first thought was, I wonder what it is in the energy that has allowed this to come into my experience, and how can I get rid of it? Okay, now imagine if everybody, when there was something that was off, asked that question. You know, what is it in my energy that allowed this to come into my experience, and how can I get rid of it or release it or shift it? And that was the first question that came up. And by the way, really quickly, this of course is not about blaming yourself at all. So you want to make sure not to do that. And if that is something that you have a tendency to get stuck in, then I would strongly recommend listening to episode number 1 of the Quick IQ series, where we specifically talk about that. So, but either way, so you'll want to make sure, of course, to not blame yourself at all, because that's not what it's about, and that's not empowering, and then that just creates a whole another chain of emotions. So it's not about doing that, but when I mentioned in the very beginning that a lot of times we end up layering emotions, and that's what happens when you stop and think about it, is something negative can happen, just like, unfortunately, with Dan, he experienced that, and I think we can all have absolute compassion for him for that situation. It's obviously not something he would have wanted or wanted to create, and as you'll see coming up, there's some energy going on at a subconscious level. But point being is that this is part of the reason that emotions and energy can feel so complex in our culture, because when something negative does happen in our culture, the normal thing to do is to hold on to the negative emotion to quote-unquote protect you from it happening in the future, which of course is the opposite of what you want to do, because it'll just add more energy to the problem itself, which is where we get layering. And then when a person goes to work with their energy and their emotions, it can feel even more complex, because instead of looking at the initial issue of why did this attract in my life and what can I change, there's been layers of emotion that has been stacked on top of that initial issue. And of course, that's part of the reason that coming up, we're going to be talking about taking back your power. So that's where we're headed. And that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Dan. And so noticing for a moment, so I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to realize first and foremost that you're safe, and our goal right here is just to support you and to look at things. And by the way, notice for a moment that even when I say this, and that's what I do feel is a lot of distrusting and tricked, that energy. And so even as I'm working with you, notice I'm saying things, but I'm asking you to notice it in you. So there's no trick. There's no any of that. So anything that I'm going to say or share with you, that what we're going to do is I'm going to say, hey, this is what I'm seeing. Do you see it? Right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And that's what we're doing. So we're just going to say, hey, I'm seeing this. Do you see it? And you are. So I love your self-awareness. And you can also notice that it's safe, that you're safe right now, and that's what we're doing, right?
Right.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, even by saying that, can you see how that kind of lets you feel even, like it lets your body relax even more? Can you see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If I ask you 0 to 10, how much more that allowed you to relax, how much would you say that is?
I would say maybe a 3.
Okay, great. And that's what I have is about a 3, 3, 4 in there. So we're seeing the same thing. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And so I want to point out some other things with your mind, and that's where we're going. Okay. And bingo. Bingo. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice how you felt tricked in business. Okay. And how there's that feeling there. And bingo. Bingo. That. Bingo. That first. Bingo. If I ask you, by the way, how much you felt like your dad got tricked in business and had to be careful and all of that, how much would you say that is?
Probably 0, to be honest. He was in government. He wasn't in business. And nothing went wrong for him that I know of.
Bingo. And if I ask you, by the way, how much you feel like you can trust the government, how much would you say that is?
I would say 50%.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I've been lied to by the government on an issue that I found out was incorrect and through other sources. And so, I mean, you got to be careful when dealing with them.
Bingo. Okay. And if I ask you how much you feel like you can trust your dad, what would you say?
Very trustworthy. I'd say at least 80%.
Okay. And bingo. Give me 1 second. That. Bingo. Okay. So what I'm seeing is this in your youth, age 6. So in your young self, I'm seeing a feeling of not trusting your dad. Do you know why that is?
Well, my dad and mom were divorced, and my mom used my dad as manipulation. If you don't do X, then I'm going to send you to your dad. So that was a leverage thing for her.
Bingo. Okay, so bingo. Okay. And if you notice, so great self-awareness, okay, and bingo. And can you see the part of you that from that, bingo, loved your dad and also felt like you couldn't trust him or were afraid of him? Can you see that?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If I ask you 0 to 10, how much would you say that is?
Well, the non-trust part. He's trustworthy on his word. He and I are estranged. He's in his 80s. But we haven't talked for years. So I'm not quite sure what you're after on that one.
Okay. And let's go there really quickly. If I ask you why you haven't talked to him for years, why would you say that is?
He cut off communication with me, but I don't know why. My guess is maybe one of my siblings poisoned the water there, but I don't know. There was a lot of calls to me about inheritance matters way before my dad was elderly, and I did not want to be part of that. I did not care about inheritance, and I had a brother who did, and maybe he feels betrayed by me because I wouldn't participate in the plot to try to get our dad to do certain things that he wanted. Does that make sense?
Enough sense. Yeah. Enough. And if I ask you, by the way, I've got it. And also the reason I say enough is because I'm watching the other layer of the emotion that's also going on as well. So,
okay.
So that's where I'm looking. And by the way, how long has it been since you've spoken to your father?
It would be probably 3 years.
Okay. And so I want you to notice that part of you, by the way, that feels the conspiracy, if you will, like the distrust and kind of just feeling jaded, that shut down type of feeling towards him. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. And where I want to take you. Okay. So what, again, I love your self-awareness. Really, really great. Okay. And I want you to look at how, because of the positioning that you had with your parents' divorce and all of that, how your little self was loved your dad and also felt very afraid of him and distrusting of that. Can you see that in your little self?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. If I ask you 0 to 10, how much?
Oh, 10.
10. Okay. So now I want to reflect something to you, okay? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And now, if I told you, as far as like psychology, let's say there was a woman who had an abusive father, okay, one like would beat her and things like that, and then she left him and found the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, yada, 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 like that pattern, unfortunately, continued in her life, right? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So if you think about it, if she had that pattern of attracting one problem after another as far as relationship goes, and she said, Brandy, I have found the solution. I just don't trust anybody, and I'm very weary because I was trusting of men. I thought I could actually have a great man, and I tried this one, and I tried another one, and I tried to date again, and I felt and found a nice guy, and all of them ended up turning out to be abusive, and so my solution is that I just can't trust men. They're all abusive. What do you think about her conclusion?
Well, it's not true, but it's understandable.
Yes.
I have built the fence around me. I find it safer not trusting than I ever did when I was so trusting. But
okay,
I don't blame people really for screwing me. I think I opened the door and just let them walk right in to do it. So I think it falls on my lap, to be honest with you.
All right. And you're going to need to be nice to Dan and no blaming yourself. Okay.
Okay.
all right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And there are so many pieces here. And number one, have you ever heard before a woman, an abused woman, you know, if you've ever heard of this story of that type of scenario where the woman says, well, really, it's my fault because I upset him or I did this, or it's like I walked right into it, or, you know, I shouldn't have done that. So, of course, he got upset. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So we're not going to blame Dan, number one. Number two, that woman right there with that scenario that I'm using, what I would tell her is, instead of feeling like every man is abusive and you can't trust him and he's going to be abusive and abusive and abusive, I would say it's not about being not trusting, because that's not going to help either. I would say, heal that wound, let those emotions go, create a different vision and a different pattern for your mind moving forward, that instead of creating and attracting abusive men, that there are plenty of wonderful, nice, loving men out there. And if you can just program in that new information into your subconscious mind and your energy, you're going to be on a trajectory to attract a completely different type of man. Then you won't feel like you can't trust any. Instead, you'll feel like you attract amazing people. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause this just for a quick moment, because I want to unpack this a bit further. Now, first and foremost, you can tell that he's got a lot of hurt around this, and he's just such a sweet guy. You can really feel that from him, how sweet he is, how caring he is, and also that he's got this underlying hurt that he's aware of. You know, he's got great self-awareness, which is really impressive. And something that you always want to remember is that you really are attracting every relationship and every connection into your life. And you want to make sure to really think about what it is that you do want to attract. Now, by the way, this example that I gave with the woman with the abusive father that then ends up with the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, et cetera, you know, this unfortunate pattern, I do want to say, of course, this is a simplified version. You know, not every woman who's ever had an abusive father does end up with an abusive relationship. So that's not the case. And there are also women who have had wonderful fathers who do unfortunately end up in abusive relationships. And so there are really a lot of complexities to this example that I'm using. But again, I'm just working on simplifying it for the mind because we want to focus on where we want to go to get results. And so that's the biggest thing, is that really you want to remember to remember that you are amazing. And again, I know that I said this before, but make sure not to beat yourself up. Again, if you haven't listened to the IQ01 episode on the 150% rule, you want to make sure to do that because it's never about beating yourself up. It's always about empowering yourself, you know, seeing why the relationships that you're attracting, what it is that you're attracting, and making sure to shift that energy. And by the way, I'm not saying to be completely naive to your surroundings either, because sometimes what'll happen is people just want to focus on where they want to go, and then they don't want to pay attention to what is occurring either. I mean, you definitely want to be aware of your relationships and what they feel like and how you want them to feel, and really work on attracting the type of connections that you want. And I have to say, I feel so blessed because I'm surrounded by a lot of people who are very generous, as am I. And what happens is it ends up being like a give love fest, if you will. You know, it's like I have a friend that we go and get our nails done together. And each time we go, I'm always saying, no, I'm going to pay. And she's saying she's going to pay. And one person ends up paying one time and the other the next time. And we kind of have a fun time paying for each other for a variety of different things, or gifting each other with this or that. And I have several friends that are like that, you know, another friendship, we're always, you know, paying for dinner or buying this or buying that for each other. And what I love is it just literally feels like a love fest, and it's so sweet and it's so connecting. Now, there are also people that I know in my life that if I bought things for them all of the time, it would be more one-sided. They would just be like, okay, well, let me receive, let me receive, let me receive. And while that's nice, it just would feel like a one-sided connection. So I know that I love to give, and I do really well to be around givers also, because it's just like a love fest, you know, it's just beautiful, you know. And of course, every relationship that you have can be a bit different. But again, you want to make sure to create your relationships the way that you want them to be. And if you're holding on to a lot of hurt or trepidation or distrust around people, then that's the type of energy that's going to keep showing up. And so you'll want to let that go and really transform this part of your life. All right. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Dan. And so if I told you that the change that you would want to make is that instead of feeling distrusting and like you can't trust people, or like everybody's going to trick you and you've got to pay attention and you've got to be really aware and you've got to stay guarded, that that's not the answer. That the real answer is to let that go and instead start getting in a new vision of what things look like moving forward, of picturing them going well and picturing that you can trust people and that it is safe and that you have great relationships and that you do feel loved. And so it's not like you're taking on all this hurt, like, oh, everybody's against me and my siblings are against me and my dad's against me and there's these things, but instead creating that whole different shift in your relationships and the way you connect so it feels loving and wonderful. Does that make sense?
That does. I would add that I don't mistrust everybody, but I'm cautious, perhaps overly, if that makes sense.
And that's Exactly. Remember when we said there's that feeling of tricked or cautious or jaded? Like there's that feeling. And using that same scenario and that same example, if I mention the woman who has the abusive father and creates that pattern over and over and over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that also mean that all of her friends and family abuse her also? Or does that mean it's just in one area of her life and she can have normal friends and family that are supporting her?
I'm tempted to say that it would only be with men, exactly. Based on your analogy.
Yeah, there you go. So even though you don't distrust everybody or have negative relationships or distrusting relationships in every area. So when you said, it's not that I distrust everybody, I get you, I hear you. And what I see is it's that father energy root that happened in that childhood. And you can see that with distrusting your father as a child and then having that energy. And even now, if you look at here you are in your life where you're estranged from your father. So that energy is still very present in your life. And if I ask you, by the way, how much you feel like your thoughts and your emotions help create your life, how much would you say that is?
Oh, 100%.
100%, right? Great. I love your awareness. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And so knowing that your thoughts and emotions help create your life at 100%, what if you looked at the situation with your father and said, oh, well, why is that manifesting in my life? And am I willing to do something differently to create a change there? Okay, that manifested. Would I be willing to instead look at that situation and start changing the energy on that? Start changing the hurt on that? Start changing the story in my mind about that? Start changing the conspiracy feeling over that, the feeling of wronged over that? Am I willing to start changing that so then I can let go of hurt, that I can let go of the negativity, and that what if I could actually just have harmonious, wonderful relationships moving forward, of feeling so loved and connected with others and safe? And what if that's your future?
And I agree with you. I think I'm very well aware of Law of Attraction, Joseph Murphy, paradigm mm-hmm. shifts, that kind of thing, positive affirmations. But I don't think I'm a master of those things. I've tried them. They do help, but they don't stick. I haven't found what makes them stick. I agree that they work, but I don't know that I've really found the method that makes them truly effective in my life, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I totally understand. And the reality of it is if you listen to all the past podcast episodes, it's common for people to have been studying for 20, 30, 50 years and still haven't gotten the results. And so that's something that I see all of the time. And bingo. First and foremost, okay, so a few things, okay? So first we got to get the mind to want to change. And when you start to look at it from this awareness of seeing what has been, and what happens is your mind, when it's looking at what is and what is, your mind, what does it want to do? It wants to protect you. It's thinking it's going to help protect you. And so its reflex is going to try to keep you safe. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Great. So yeah, just like if you were next to a cliff and you felt like you were going to getting near it, your reflexes would want to pull you back. Or if a ball or something's being thrown at your head, you want to duck, move, catch it, something. But you want to, your brain is automatically wanting to help you, right?
Right.
So ultimately, in this type of situation, we need to give it a new idea of what is safe, because there's so much energy around unsafe and distrust, and that came in at such a young age that where you're going to need to go is starting to realize and get programmed into your mind a new safe. Oh, well, this is what's safe. What's really safe is creating a different picture about it, is creating that different picture about it and really doing that, because I know my thoughts help create my life. And if I start creating this new picture and I start really creating this new picture moving forward, that's the ultimate safety. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause this and unpack this even more, because he just said something that is very important, and it's this. He mentioned that he knows that our thoughts help create our lives, but that he's had a really hard time getting the information into his subconscious mind. And so I want to unpack this even more, because of course, this is key for your health and your life. You know, when you get the information and the changes and the transformation into your subconscious mind, that's when it impacts your health and your life. You know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, you don't have to think about making your heart beat or your eyes blink, because that's all happening unconsciously. And so there are so many things that are going on that aren't things that you have to consciously think about doing in your life. And when we think about the things that we attract in life, you know, good or bad, many times all of that energy is really happening at the subconscious level. So we've talked about that, but I want to unpack this even more. And just to let you know, I am going to talk about some of the challenges with that. And I don't want to make it sound extremely hard, because it can be easy and it can be doable. And I don't want you to feel like it's going to be really, really challenging. Okay, so that is what's true. But I also don't want you to feel like it's just simple piece of cake either, because that would be misleading. That's not true. And if you think about it, we have been talking in this very episode about the feeling of feeling tricked by people. And so if I sat here and just said, oh, it's super easy, all you have to do is change your brain for a minute, and voila, it's done. You know, I've never said that. Like, you'll hear me on every episode, I say, you know, you've got to make sure to follow through to make it your new norm. You know, I've also said that I make this look easier than it really is. You know, there's a lot more going on than people realize. And so you'll want to note that. And so we're going to dive into this. And I do want to remind you, though, it doesn't mean it's going to take forever to get results. So I don't want you to feel discouraged either. You know, if you think about the woman back in episode number 10, and I know I've referenced her several times because she was able to create radical results where, you know, I worked with her for an hour and 15 minutes and her tumor healed that quickly. You know, she went in for surgery the next day and the tumor was gone. You know, her doctor could not find it, canceled the surgery, and the tumor had just been verified for pre-op surgery. So it was just there and then it was gone. So she was able to do that. And it had to do with really making a radical change and getting that information really ingrained into her mind and fully embodying it. So you can make radical shifts really quickly. And if you've heard me mention before, you know, even with multiple personality disorder, where people can go in and out of different personalities and they can be blind in one personality and not in another. That's the power of the mind and really the subconscious mind, because there's a whole lot more going on, of course, with that. So we can see that you can get results and you can get fast results. And so I don't want this to sound discouraging, okay? But I also want to be real with you in that the subconscious mind can be very tricky, and that there are a lot of different ways to influence the subconscious mind, and there are also a lot of different things that can block the subconscious mind. For example, you know, a lot of times with the subconscious mind, you have to be willing to follow through. You have to really be willing to have a different feeling about things, to really authentically feel differently. And you also need to make sure to release any blocks. So in other words, sometimes you go to put the information in and there are blocks there. And what happens is some people will say, well, I'm trying to program my subconscious mind and it's not working. Well, there are blocks that can keep you from getting the information in. So you want to make sure to shift those. And by the way, a lot of times, more than people realize, is that their future and future intentions and beliefs and things that they're looking forward to can impact their ability to influence their mind in the now. And so there's that. Or even if you think about the last IQ episode that I just released a few days ago, where we talked about dream state consciousness, where you can go through the process of really shifting your mindset and your consciousness, but if you don't reinforce it, it's gone. And we just talked about that again on the last podcast episode. So if you missed it, you'll want to go back and listen to that episode. Now, point being is there are a lot of different factors. And so a lot of times people are saying, well, I just want one simple way to program my subconscious mind. But it really depends on what is going on in the subconscious mind. And again, this episode is just divine timing, because if you think about the last volunteer episode, which was episode number 87 with Wendy in it, if you recall, I specifically talked about, you know, sometimes I'll push people a bit, you know, just being a little bit playful, where I say, you know, go ahead and hold on to that and let me know how that goes for you. Or you could change it, you know, with some type of pattern. I'll push a bit and pull to help them to create the shift. And if you did listen to that episode with Wendy, then you may recall at the end of it, I made a point to say, you know, I don't want to push here because that would be counterproductive. Now, if you stop and think about it for a moment, this does sound complex, but when you think about anything really, there are some complexities to it. You know, if somebody said, well, I just want to know how to cook, just tell me in three simple steps how to cook. You would be like, well, what are you cooking and how are you cooking it? And, you know, if you're cooking some type of meal with potatoes, that's going to be a lot different than if you're cooking something that's in the oven, or you're baking something that's, you know, a cake, or you're, you know, everything that you're working with, you cook a bit differently, and that's just cooking. Or even driving a car, if somebody said, well, just tell me how to drive a car, and if they said, well, just get in the car and hit the gas, and you know, there's more to it. You have a brake, there's stop signs, there's stop lights, there's the freeway, there's side streets. I mean, there are different things to it. And then when it comes to working with the mind, the very thing that helps create our life and impacts our physical health and happiness and everything and consciousness and everything else, people say, well, I just want to know, what are the two steps to transform my health and my life? Well, let's be honest, if cooking even has multiple steps and variety to it, and driving a car even has multiple steps and variety to it, depending upon the conditions, or if you're on ice or in rain, or, I mean, there's different things going on. And of course, the mind is the same thing. Like, different conditions mean that you've got to program the mind in different ways. And that's just the truth. Our minds really are complex. And the more that we understand them, the more empowered we are in our lives. So people all the time enjoy things like cooking or even driving. It helps you get places in life. And again, the more you know about your mind and the more empowered you are, the better your entire life and health is, and happiness. And by the way, you know, I did mention the woman in episode 10 who was able to release and shift her tumor in 1 hour and 15 minutes. I mean, that quickly. And there are multiple other people throughout these podcast episodes who have been able to get radical results and maintain them. And there are others on these episodes who have said, you know, you've got to make sure to reinforce, and that they're still working on reinforcing it to hold on to those results, because that's what's real. And if you look at episode number 5, the woman in that episode, Andrea, just a beautiful woman who unfortunately had been bedridden and supine for 6 years. Now, she didn't get up and all of a sudden start running marathons in an hour and 15 minutes, okay? No, hers took longer, and she was really implementing the process, and she had a variety of things going on. It actually took her about 9 months before she was actually walking around. Of course, you can go listen to episode number 5. So hers wasn't overnight, but She had been working on healing herself and reading books and taking courses and all these things for years and years without getting better, and had been through some of the most quote-unquote amazing programs in the world for self-healing and still didn't get the results. And when she came into my program, she could only eat like 9 or 10 foods or something like that. And she, quote unquote, wasn't supposed to get better. So the fact that she did get better is amazing and technically considered a modern day miracle when you stop and think about it. And even if you think about past episodes where I've had volunteers all of the time who've come on, who have been working on healing themselves for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. You know, if you think back to the past volunteers, a lot of times that is the norm. And so, again, the fact that she did it at all is incredible. But that's because she took the time to create a real shift, because real change is key. And that is what is needed. You know, you can't trick your body. You really have to make that change. And it's not like it took her 9 months to start getting results. I mean, she started getting results right away. She was just working on things like food allergies and releasing pain and all kinds of things. But she had a lot of things going on. So it was really impressive. And not only that, but it took her 9 months to start walking. And then something like 2 months later, I mean, she did her first marathon, where it's like the turkey trot, and so in her area, and it was beautiful. And so, and I don't believe she ran the whole thing. I believe it was like a walk, run, jog type of thing, but it was still a marathon. And so the reality of it is that she did it, and that's amazing, you know, to go from being supine, bedridden for 6 years, and somebody who's quote unquote never supposed to get better, who is happy and healthy and coming up on like 4 years now of walking and being happy and healthy. I mean, that's incredible and life-changing. And it took her real change to get real results. But she did it, and it's beautiful. And of course, I've mentioned this before, but I just really always want to keep it real and emphasize that I do make this look easy, and that the subconscious mind is complex, and it can be fast, and it also can take time. It just does take real transformation, and that is what's key. And so that said, I do want to simplify this all. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to pause the session with Dan. So we're going to continue it on next week's episode, and I want to bring in 3 simple things that you could do to start embodying the transformation in your life. And so, number one, the first thing you'll want to do is to decide that you're willing to change something, and decide what specifically that is. You know, all too often, people don't get clear on what it is that they're willing to change. They want to change their entire life overnight, or they want to shoot for the moon, which is great, but they just want to create this transformation or win the lottery or this or that, and you know, they're wanting everything all at once. But notice, when I work with a person, I'm always focused on what is the specific thing that you want to change. And so that is number one, is just decide what is one simple thing that you are wanting to change. And I'm going to say, notice what that is, and then take back your power in the situation. Meaning that all of the time I'll work with people, or I see people who both know that their thoughts help create their life. So they know that, just like Dan, very, very, very smart man. He knows his thoughts help create his life. And you can see just even by talking to him that he's extremely intelligent. Okay. And also, when you think about what he was talking about with his situation with his dad and his brothers and things like that, you notice there's a feeling of feeling like these things have happened to him. And that missing link is, of course, going, okay, well, what was it in my energy that attracted that, and being willing to shift that? And so before making it, you know, super complicated, step one is just being willing to own the awareness that you are the power, you are the creator, and really being willing to be in that mind space fully. And so that's number one, is just to really be willing to take back your power and say, yes, okay, I am the creator. I'm not the victim. I'm the creator. And really be in that space fully and be in that consciousness fully and embody that. Okay, so that is step one, is just kind of actually taking a moment to be in your power, in that consciousness. Because what can happen, by the way, is when you're unconscious about it, you can run that same old pattern, which then says, oh, so-and-so did this to me, or this happened to me, or this problem. That's what a lot of people do, is they let that subconscious story keep running. And it's running, and it's running. Even though they also have the story that says, I know my thoughts help create my life, obviously, both of those stories don't make sense running next to each other when you stop and look at them. And so that's what you'll want to do, is just spend a few minutes each day in that consciousness that says, wait, I am the creator, I'm not the victim, and I'm going to take back my power. So that's number one. Now, the second thing you want to immediately bring in is making sure to fully embody the feeling that that's not self-blame, and it's not self-judgment, and it's not feeling like it's all your fault. So notice, I'm not asking you for an awareness. I'm asking you to fully embody that, of really feeling like, okay, I can take this information in, that I am the power and I can take back my power. And again, with the awareness that it's not your fault, or blaming yourself or criticizing yourself, because you don't want that energy. Now, again, I want to point out, I'm not asking you just for an awareness, because likely you have this awareness to a degree. You know, if you're here, then likely you quote unquote know that to a degree. But knowing something and embodying something are two different things. So I'm not asking you to just know something. I'm asking you to embody it. And that's what I would recommend, is really taking a few moments to feel that and really feel what that feels like and embody that new feeling. So there's that, okay? Now, the third thing that you'll want to do is, as you're willing to take back your power and also not judge yourself, but instead just feel powerful in that. So that was the second one. Now, the third key thing that you can do is, as you're taking back your power and not blaming yourself, is you can let go of the story around it. The anger towards others, the pissed off towards others, the hurt, the whatever it is, the victim, you can realize that you don't need all of that. Meaning that you don't need all of that story layered on top of it and layered on top of it. You know, earlier in this episode, when we talked about how people end up creating layers, basically what I'm asking you here is, I'm bringing that information, you know, that awareness full circle right here and saying, okay, it's one thing to know it, but right here, can you think about that at a deeper level and really not engage and fuel all of those layers that have been added on it? Because as we talked about earlier, that's exactly what happens. Something negative happens, people feel like a victim, then ultimately they get stuck in that victim story, and then there's layer upon layer upon layer that's added to the problem. And so in these three simple steps of taking back your power, it's simply that. It's getting still and getting very conscious about something specific, about owning that you are the power, about not blaming or criticizing or judging the self, and then making a conscious decision to no longer fuel the story around it. Because that right there is one of the first things that you'll want to do to be able to make a real transformation in your life. Because all too often, by the way, so many people, they want the transformation, they want to make the change, and then simultaneously, they're still fueling that old story and the hurt and the layers, and they keep fueling those layers because they feel like those layers are keeping them quote-unquote safe. You know, that layer of not trusting people and that hurt and that story. And ultimately, they're never able to really make that change at the core level of the thing that started it in the first place. They never get to remove that actual seed because there's been so many layers put on it. And so that's the importance of starting to really embody your power and take your power back. All right, so of course there is more to this session with Dan, which we're going to continue next week. But again, I am going to go ahead and pause the session with Dan for today because I want to break this down in a simple way to give you some key things that you can do to start up-leveling your life. And so we're going to go ahead and pause it here, and I will continue with the other half of Dan's session on next week's episode. All right, so that said, make sure to simplify it. Just follow through with whatever you can and whatever feels good to you. And please remember to make sure to share this with a friend, with a loved one, a family member, because of course, the more empowered our world is, the more beautiful and loving and incredible life will be for all of us. And so that said, again, I just love that you are somebody who is here, who is continuing to lift your life and expand your mind. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I wish you an incredible, spiritful rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.